Okay, today we're up to Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis. So this is the last Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim, and then Be'ez Hashem will begin Maseches Nazir as well. We're going to talk about cases where a woman says something that, you know, is grounds for divorce. Originally the Chama said that Shalosh Noshim Yotzos, there are three women that should be sent away from their husbands, even if they don't want to get divorced, because they said something that is destructive to the marriage. Venotos ksuba, but still they're entitled to their ksuba payments, even though they're the ones that caused the divorce. Normally the halacha is that whoever ruined the marriage, if she ruined the marriage, she's not going to get a ksuba payment. But in these cases, even though she's ruining the marriage, she's entitled to a ksuba. Homeres tmei anilach. If a woman says to her kohen husband, I'm usher to you because I slept with another guy, meaning another guy raped me. So normally, if a woman, Rachmana Litzlan, is raped, so she's muteris to her husband. But if the husband's a Kohen, she's asura to the husband. Because Kach Gazra, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can't ask questions. Shemayim Benil Veinach, if a woman says to her husband that Shemayim knows the truth about the things that are private between me and you, meaning I know that you're not able to have children, or netulani min Yehudim, a woman says, I'm removed from all Jews, meaning I'm not allowed to get any hana from any Jew, including my husband. So in all three of those cases, they get divorced, but she's allowed to collect her ksuba, even though she made the neder. The divorce is not considered her fault, because it's safe to assume that she made the neder only because she has such pain from Tashmish Hamita that she just can't. She just can't live like that. For whatever reason, she suffers from vaginismus or something like that, where it's extremely, extremely painful for her. And before they had therapies to help with this thing, with these kinds of conditions. And therefore, we assume that even though she took the neder, it's not really her fault. And that's why she is entitled to ksuba. Now, time went on, and the level of morality in humanity went down. So the Chum were concerned that people were going to take unfair advantage of this halacha. So Chazru Lomer, they then that went back on these halachas and said, we're afraid that if a woman falls in love with another guy and wants to get out of her marriage and be able to collect her ksuba, she'll just say one of these three things. So they changed the halacha. They said if a woman claims that someone was ma'anisar and therefore she's asura to her husband, let her bring a raya that someone in fact slept with her and she's asura to her husband. Shamayim beni levencha, if she says that you're not able to produce any children, so yasu darach bakasha, they should ask her to stop saying that because we don't believe her. Nitulani min ayhudim, if she says that I took a neder not to ever sleep with anybody, so yafar chelka, or may for the chelik of the husband who's included in that neder, v'tei mishamashto, and they're allowed to be together. But the neder is still going to be chal legabe every other Jew on the planet. Okay, so now we move on to Maseches Nazir. So let's begin Maseches Nazir. Nazir comes after Nedarim because it is a form of Nedarim. Just a moment. Let me get my nazir out here. So Maseches Nazir, a person takes a neder nazirus. So there, we're going to see that there are many different types of nazirus. There's nazirus shimshon. There's stam nazirus. Many, many, many different types of nazirus that we're going to learn about through the course of this masechta. So let's do Maseches Nazir, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. So Nazir, again, someone takes a vow of Nazirus that asks him from having any sort of grape products, that asks him from cutting his hair, from coming into contact with any dead body. So a person cannot, by taking another Nazirus, it has to be verbalized. It's not enough that you have it in mind. The Torah says very clearly that Berel b'nei Yisrael v'amartalem ish o isha ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir lahashem. So we assume that that means that it has to be explicit, that it has to be stated. So we're going to talk about what happens when a person doesn't use the word Nazir, but he uses another word that could be, you know, a kinui, that could be substitute for Nazir. Kol kinui Nazirus ki Nazirus. Any kinui of Nazirus counts as Nazirus. So the Gemara just explains that the Mishnah means to add in over here, and all Yados for Nazirus are also like Nazirus. And therefore we start going through Yados. Ha'omer Ahei, if a person says, I shall be, and a Nazir is walking by, Hare's a Nazir. That's enough to make him a Nazir. Oh, Ehe Nave. He says, I should be handsome. And he's holding his hair. Nazir. He is also a Nazir, because even though he didn't say all the words, but since it's clear what he means, that he should be handsome, it means he should have beautiful hair like a Nazir, so the Nazirus takes, the Neder Nazirus takes effect. So Nazik, then now the Mishnah goes back to Yados, right? So he says Nazik, not Yados, to Kinuyim. Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, which are things that sound like Nazir. Hare is a Nazir. That's a Kinuy Nazirus, and therefore that's good enough. Hareini Kazeh, if a person says, I should be like this one, and he points to a Nazir. Hareini Mesalsal, or he says, I should just smooth down my hair when he holds his hair. Hareini Mechalkel, I should grow my hair. Hareini L'shalech Pera, I should grow long locks. Harei Zeh Nazir. All that is L'shonus of Nazirus, because he's clearly accepting upon himself to be a Nazir. Because if people don't just take a neder to grow their hair, they obviously mean Nazirus. Harei Elai Tziporim, if he says, I'm going to do something that's going to be mechayiv me to bring birds as a karban, as a Nazir walks by, Ramei Roman Nazir. Ramei says, that's enough to know that he means to be a Nazir. V'cham Ramei Nazir. V'cham say, nah, that's not enough to be considered a Nazir, just because he said, even though there's Nazir walking by, it's still possible that he means to accept upon himself, you know, Nedava of Karbanos Nedava, and not a Nazirus. So let's review what we learned today. The very last Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim had said that initially there were three cases where a woman could say something and get and be entitled to a divorce and a ksuba. And they were that if a woman says to her husband that I've slept with another man, or to her husband as a kohen that I've been raped by another man, or a woman says that you're unable to have children, or a woman says that I'm unable to have tashmish and therefore I'm asura, I've taken neder to have tashmish with anybody ever. But then they realize that women are going to take unfair advantage of this, and they're just going to try to get out of their marriages. So they therefore change the halacha, that if a woman says that she slept with another man, she's going to have to bring a raya. If she says that he's unable to produce any children, we don't believe her. And if she says that netul ani mina yehudim, that I'm not able to have tashmish with anyone, we're mefir his portion of that neder, but the neder is still going to be chal legabe everybody else. And then Nazir Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, we said all kinuyei Nazirus have a din of Nazirus. We didn't say, but we mean to say, all yados of Nazirus have a din of Nazirus. A yad is like a handle, so it means you just said part of the phrase, but not the whole phrase. So therefore, if in the cases of yad, a person says a hey, that's enough to be a Nazir. Or a hey nove, that's enough to be a Nazir. If a person says Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, those are kinuyim of Nazirus, and that's a valid acceptance of Nazirus. If he points to Nazir and says Hareini Kazeh, or he points to his hair and says Hareini Mesalsal, Hareini Mechalkel, or I'll be Meshalech Pera, so all that is Lashonos of growing his hair, which are Lashonos of Nazirus. But if he points to Nazir and says, I'm going to bring birds, so then it's Machlokas. So the Rameir holds that is a valid Neder Nazirus, and the Chum say that he is not a Nazir in that case. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with the second Mishnah in Maseches Nazir.